Paranoia is in bloom. The PR transmissions will resume. They'll try to push drugs to keep us all dumbed down and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another seed, another package lie to keep us trapped in greed. You see the green belt wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined. They will not force us. They will stop degrading us. They will not control us. We will be victorious. Interchanging mind control, let the revolution take its toll. If you could make the switch to open your third eye, see that we should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time the fat cats had a heart attack. We know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend. They will not force us. They will stop degrading us. They will not control us. We will be victorious. So come on.
Let me get my microphone on. So I have a special guest to join me here. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Tori. So good to be on here.
Hey, so I thought I'd jam it out with everyone. They know that I'm traveling today because I was out and about spreading the word of what they're doing in D.C. And I can tell you guys, there's a lot of people excited about the stuff you guys are doing. But what we all need to focus on is what we're doing in Arizona tomorrow. And that's why I thought you would be the best to bring on to talk about that.
I would love to. I would love to. Yes, Tori, tomorrow in Arizona at 10 a.m. There's a rally at the Capitol, a freedom rally and it's actually in support. You know, we love that Attorney General Brnovich, Field of Brnovich, has come out all muscular this week.
Wait. Is this AG running for office?
He is.
Okay.
Senate. And this, and once it works in our favor, hey, the guy actually seems principled anyway. The guy seems principled so far anyway. It's so nice to see you, Tori. You're so cute. I thought you never were on camera in front of your room.
I was on camera because usually my hair looks like crap, but I was out.
I know you had a big day. I recognize those drapes.
Yes. I can't believe McCall even gave me chocolates. He was this poor girl was here with sweatpants so long ago. Let's give her some chocolates. But today I was spreading the word, talking about Arizona. Why is nobody making noise? This is really big. We can't have people running if they're not doing this.
Let me wake your viewers up if they don't know. What the bad guys did an amazing job of prophylactically spinning this and coming out and saying, Maricopa proved Biden won. No, what Maricopa, what the forensic audit shows. Can I run through this for 40 seconds?
Yes, no, I want, no, take your time. Everyone should know this.
The forensic audit shows they destroyed a million election-related files the day before they turned everything over. What's left does not tick and tie or reconcile to anything. It does show 284,000 ballots whose images are corrupted, so you can't even check what they actually said. Another 253,000, which just kind of magically poofed into existence on the last tabulator in the whole line, but it never came through anything before. There's 57,000 ballots that are illegal for reasons like somebody, you know, moved away out of state.
Wait a minute, you're talking 50,000, right?
Yeah, 50,000.
Margin between President Trump and President Select. Select Biden was
10,000. Yeah.
So why are we still having this conversation?
There's 17,000, but this is what's so funny. There's 17,000 ballots that are simple photocopies, which are illegal. So,
who's going to jail?
This tells you how funny the press is. That what they're really saying is if you ignore all that, Biden wins by 10,000. And so the press says, well, I see, it shows that Biden won by 10,000. It's like the reading comprehension level is not of a sixth graders, if they actually believe that. It shows layers and layers, hundreds of thousands, somewhere between 57,000 and something in the low hundreds of thousands of absolute clear stuff that shouldn't count. And if you,
well,
but if
you, they don't know how to do math. I mean, Saki told us that 3.5 trillion will cost us nothing. I don't know how zero and 3.5, they're doing common core math on ballots, common core math with our economy, right? They're tanking us, and then they're committing crimes and they're pretending they don't exist. So, you know, we go down. Okay. So I know that a lot of people from Arizona are turning up. They've made signs. They're coming down to the AG's office. Well, they want him to do his job. The thing is he going to do his job? Is he going to
do his job? Hey, this guy, I like what, you know, he wrote a letter. You should look up this letter that he wrote in June back to the DOJ when they were flexing their muscle and acting like audits were some kind of bad thing. He wrote back this wonderful letter saying, let's remember the Constitution. We created you. We run our elections. We created you, the federal government. You didn't tell us how to do our elections. And really, I like him because he did philosophy. He practiced philosophy in a letter, you know.
Well, then that means
tomorrow, Arizona State, it's up on my locals, Arizona State Capitol, September 30th, 10 a.m. Brenovich, protect our civil rights. Voter rights are civil rights. Investigate and indict. Really, it's all about investigate. It's investigate, indict, and decertify. That's what we're calling for. Investigate. Well, now that they're investigating, indict, decertify.
All right. Indict, so they're going to investigate the crimes that were committed.
Yeah. Oh, well, oh, he came out. Oh, yeah. He has already written a very muscular letter, two of them, one to the Karen Fan saying, I want everything out of the audit. I want everything, everything. And which is great because there was a lot of stuff that got suppressed, as I told you before, about political rhino pushback was trying to keep stuff out of the audit report.
Right.
Brenovich has reached and he wants everything that's been generated by Jovan, by everything. In addition, he wrote the Maricopa guys what's called a preservation letter, which is where it's the attorney general saying, preserve everything you have about this case, every napkin, every slide rule, every scrap of paper, every file, everything, preserve
it. Are they going to preserve it, though?
Well, you know, they've played some real chicken shit games so far. You know, they're saying, get this, this happened today, too. You know how there's a million files deleted off the system? As I understand it, the Secretary of State came out today and said, I have those files. They gave them to me. They gave a backup to me or something. And, you know, something really weird. So she's drawing in. She's trying to cover. But basically, she's pulled herself into the RICO, is what I think it's going to turn out. She's covering, you know. Anyway, you can't do that. They're saying, OK, we did delete these files, but we did delete them. But we gave a copy to the Secretary of State. You know,
how does that work?
Try that kind of horseshit with the attorney general.
Wait, how do you delete things and give a copy? Yeah, right. But how do you delete things and give a copy? You're just not supposed to delete them for 22 months. So why are you deleting things?
Yeah, there's 250,000 ballots that just showed up on one machine. You know, that is almost as though they were just like injected. Like, there's no backup. There's no how did they get there. They
I just told you that. Wait, did I not tell you that in November, though?
You did.
Did I not say that they're going to treat the algorithm and they're just going to fucking throw ballots to cover it because they need to cover their asses?
Yeah.
You said this, you know, and this is it. You guys have it nailed down. Patrick, you did an amazing service to this nation.
You did. You did by teaching me a bunch of stuff or cluing me in November on something.
Well, I did say in November we'll be talking about certifying stuff. Next year, we are.
A whole narrative we have not developed, but somebody, but you're developing that, right?
We're gonna see what we're gonna do. We're gonna try to find an angle. You know, Arizona though is a little bit weird. Let me tell you about Arizona. So we filed the writ of mandamus in the state of Arizona, right? Totally random. And something we found out is all the Supreme Court judges are appointed by the governor. Did you know that?
Hmm.
Right. Wait, and here's another one. They actually ruled on the Arizona writ. Get this. According to the rules of the court, obviously, people don't know this. Lawyers will. So people are just taking to the courts, right? Since no one's redressing their grievances, right? They got to go somewhere. They actually ruled on that case when they're not allowed to.
On your case already?
No, on the people's case. It's not my case. It's their case. It's the people of Arizona. They filed it and they already ruled and made a ruling, but here's the catch.
What was your ruling?
They're not allowed to rule on it. They have no jurisdiction.
Why did your people file with them?
Because they didn't know. So even if they filed it wrong, this is where the court says, this is not the appropriate venue. You need to file somewhere else and tosses it out, right? But instead, for some reason, these judges went above and beyond the scope of what they're allowed to. And they ruled on something. They have no jurisdiction. But do you know what that means?
What? It
gives us a segue to SCOTUS. Because that's not appropriate.
Hmm. Well, I think they've ruled on, when was the case filed that they ruled on already? And it was.
I think it was filed maybe 5 days ago.
And is it the one where you're in a state court challenging the vaccine mandate?
Challenging all the mandates. But the thing is,
mask or vaccine?
All of it. Temperature taking, contact tracing, all of that healthcare system, this new mandate.
In the Arizona Constitution that says that people.
And laws. Yeah, they actually had something very similar to Ohio. So here's the thing. It doesn't matter because every loss gives you a win, right? Because then you learn what you need to do. There's no stopping you from refiling. Some other citizen can put their name on it. We could just keep doing this and do this all day until we get the answer we want. Kind of like the Bible story where the lady kept going, asking the judge for relief, and the judge kept sending her away. And then one day she turned up. He's like, fine, just give her whatever she wants. Right? We're just going to keep coming back. And they're not going to stop.
Have any other states ruled?
No, none. We have, guess how many now? 28.
Wow. What is this principle you say that there's at some point the Supreme Court has a reason they can reach in and take it?
When there's a supremacy, kind of like using the supremacy clause for urgency, which we're over 26 since there's more than 26 states. So we're going to argue it that way. We're formulating that to file it within the next like week and a half.
On what grounds did the Arizona Supreme Court already dismiss it?
Standing? I don't know what they said. They didn't have jurisdiction anyway. What I'm trying to tell you is they didn't have the right by the law to give a decision. So they went over what they're allowed to do. Okay. So this is a good thing. This loss is a good loss because we have a couple very good legal scholars looking at it right now to see what kind of funny business this is. It's like going into criminal court for your divorce. Could you imagine if the criminal court gave a decision? They can't. There's no jurisdiction. So it's kind of the same thing.
Let's go back to Arizona.
I want to ask you something. So tomorrow, everyone's going to be turning up to the AG's office.
Well, it's the state capitol.
Well, the AG's office is right there. We're going to the AG. So tell us what's happening.
Peaceful rally, a freedom rally. We're going with Freedom Rally because there's going to be more rallies, I think. Freedom Rally, peaceful. People are coming in. I know that there are some Latinos coming in, Latinos for America, type of good patriotic citizens. Peaceful, peaceful. Everyone's about peace. A lot of people who've been involved with this movement are rallying. They're going to be there at 10 a.m. And this is about, you know, it's not acceptable. Well, the original request was investigate, indict, and decertify. But now that investigation has already been launched and these letters got public.
Wait. The letter's been, the investigation's been launched. I want to hear that again. I'm sorry.
The investigation's been launched. He sent letters. Yeah, Brnovich sent letters that got public last night to the Karen fan saying, I want everything out of all the contractors. I want to meet and talk to the contractors. I want everything they have. Boom, boom, boom. And so all this Rhino pushback that was trying to restrict what went into the report ends up not mattering because the AG, there's enough in it that the AG says, I want to see it all. That's one thing. And secondly, he's told Maricopa County, he's given them a preservation letter. They've got to preserve everything. This all means he started an investigation. So the investigation, sir.
Let me just reiterate, guys. An investigation has already been kicked off in Arizona. So this AG is doing the right thing.
A man with a badge and a gun and an ambition. And a badge and a gun and ambition.
What does Deucey have to say about that?
I don't think this guy cares what Deucey has to say about that, frankly.
Nice.
I think he's a good man. So far, he hasn't said, I'm kind of surprised. Because he did seem a little bit soft, but not Rhino. But he seemed, I don't know. He didn't seem like this guy looks like he has heroic qualities. And I had not picked up on that earlier.
Maybe he was motivated because the people aren't going to let this go.
Well, they're not. And
there's
this can't slide.
Right. We can't have elections in 2021 if 2020 hasn't been done yet. Like, I don't see how we're having elections. Anyone saying I'm running, I'm like, what are you talking about? They can fix the race. Why would I waste my time and effort campaigning for you or giving you my money when I don't have a say?
I put something up on Deep Capture today that walks through what came out of Maricopa in the last few weeks. 2 weeks from the canvassing a couple weeks ago, and then from this Cyber Ninjas report. And I put it all together into one, and just undisputed facts now, things that have been documented. Anybody who looks at this, I mean, it's laughable for the press to look at this and say, well, it shows that Joe Biden is still won. No, it shows that there's hundreds of thousands of fake votes and or at least 57,000 illegal ones, probably 300,000 to 500,000 fake ones. The Canvas reports 300,000 to 400,000 fake ones. And only if you ignore all that, do you still get to Biden wins by 10,000. So my answer to them is that's not your point. That's our point. You have to ignore all of that to get to Biden winning by 10,000. So, and it's 12 down ballot races. This is going all over.
Is it this one on Deep Capture?
Yeah. No. It's newer. Guys, the new one that just went up today. Go to the top. That one with Congress at the top. I say, dear Congress, I called for peaceful DC rallies January 4 to 6. Respectfully invite me in. I propose 10 agenda items.
Wait, for like new January, you want to do another one?
No, I'm talking about I proposed... Yes. I'm one of the guys here. They're making such a cry, hoo and cry about getting to the bottom of January 6th.
Oh, I'll go there and justify.
Have me in. I was calling for it peaceably. Let me walk you through the 10 points in a very succinct way. How's that sound?
Yes, please.
Okay. What it says is the first point is I extend my condolences for any trauma that anybody felt. I point out that I was out there. I was among those who called for these peaceful rallies, 4th to 6th. Point three, I pointed out that many quotes and links to quotes were how many times I emphasized peace and we're not the goons and so on. Fourth, I pointed out that on January 6th on that morning, the chart from the Georgia Senate.
Yeah, did you watch it? Yeah, where they flipped the votes again. It was like neck to neck. That was so ridiculous.
People were a little bit ticked off about that. Then I say, five, let's go to Maricopa. Maricopa has shown, the canvassing has shown there were 170,000 votes suppressed, 100,000 votes stuffed, and another 30,000 votes that don't make any sense. The forensic audit has shown that there were a million deleted files and 255,000 votes with no provenance and 280,000 votes with no images and 57,000 votes that are illegal and blah, blah, all in a race decided by 10,000. And the list of irregularities goes on and on if you're just scrolling past that. And you get to the bottom of all that, and 0.6 is
AG.
The AG is on it. He's on it. 0.7 is, I've been asking for people to open the boxes since last November, saying, and Tori, you were the genius. You told me by November 15th, 20th, we were at least talking about there's no way to get to the bottom of this other than opening those ballot boxes.
Yeah, I said we should have went to Alaska too, because that one hung out for like a week when they have like 10 people living there. That's where the data grab happened. Damn it. Yeah.
Which brings us back to Congress, 0.8. Point 0.8, you know, it is a mystery what happened on January 6th. I'd love to know. An honest bipartisan effort to find out. Let's find, you know, and but since you're making such a show about wanting to find out, and since the origin of it is partially in me, I was one of the guys publicly calling for January 6th, peaceably. And since I'm also the guy who helped sort of stimulate Arizona and to create the audit and arrange the funding for the audit, and the audit vindicates January 6th is concern, maybe you should have me in. I point out, well, that's really the point of this, to point out that the people who rallied on January 6th, while they were not correct in the way they behaved, they've turned out to be correct in their concern. They've turned out to be, they were correct. What came out of Maricopa in the last 2 weeks shows that the people who rallied January 6th don't forget this. They rallied. They were correct to be concerned. They were incorrect in how they behaved. And we all know that some of that. But if Congress wants to get to the bottom of that, I'd love to know how much of it was they misbehaved, how much of it was agent provocateur.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
You know what sucks? Millie Weaver put together a report on the steal, right? What happened? She called it PSYOP the steal. So after I left, she stayed behind and worked on it with Rudy. And so she put it together. Like, this was, we found people that were in the Ukraine causing the same thing during the Ukrainian elections in freaking DC causing the ruckus. Like, the same Ukrainians.
Yep,
the same people, the same operation. And it's like, if they really wanted to, they would call on me because I could tell them about the money because I was in the middle of that, right? Yep. They could watch that documentary and look at the information that I sent the White House, which had profiled all of it. And the thing is, they don't want to know. They just want to pretend they know. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that what we have is 100% because there were a lot of moving pieces. It wasn't just the funding, it was the bodies and it was the timing. Because if you remember, just before they started to storm the Capitol, you guys were trying to get something in front of a judge to force.
There were a lot of things going on. There were senators, there were 12 senators who were going to stand up and raise objections and try to stop things. In fact, it's because of that riot that that didn't happen. There were 12 senators.
That's what I'm saying. I think she had more to do with it than anything else.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it sounds really weird how the timing was just so perfect that nobody could get to the court in time, that suddenly all this happened, and then there was someone killed.
Yeah. Well, let me do points 9 and 10.
Yes.
Points 9 and 10 is those who stuffed the Maricopa ballot boxes, 15 to 20%, stuffed and suppressed, flipping the 11 electoral votes, swinging 22 votes, those are the real insurrectionists. They are the people who betrayed our Constitution.
Yes, they did.
It's not the people who rallied who saw this going on, who rallied on January 6th, and 1,000th of whom, is it 1,000th of whom apparently grew unruly. And to the extent that, you know, we have to apologize. Any MAGA people who were involved in that, that was wrong. And I hope everyone learned their lessons. And my condolences to anyone emotionally traumatized by, like AOC, by loud noises or something. But that was wrong. And 10, I want to point out, though, that terrible feeling of fear that those people claim, that AOC claims to have felt, they are now inflicting on hundreds of millions of Americans get the joke. They only 31% now say that they believe Biden was legitimately elected. And so the fear that they say they experienced for a few minutes in January in the Capitol, they're now inflicting on all of America. And they need to be told that. And they're amplifying it by, you know, they come in and seem awfully keen to try to change election law, try to change the electorate, and try to change the Supreme Court. So they'll sprinkle holy water on everything. And that's starting to look quite. So I'm saying this all smells like skunk. And Congress, since you're trying to get to the bottom of all this, I was the guy out there on the radio numerous times calling for the January 4, January 6 people to come to Washington, peaceably assemble. So I think that they should invite me in, don't you think, Tori?
No, I think so. I think they should invite a lot of people in, but they've invited all the wrong people.
Yeah,
which means that they're just trying to do a frame job or make stuff up. Remember with the
January?
Yeah, but you remember Jennifer Lawrence, who was part of the America for Women, for America First? They actually doctored her tweet, made her verified, changed the words, and presented it as evidence. So basically, they manufactured evidence, which is a crime, and then presented it to the world during their discussions to impeach President Trump. And no one said anything. Swalwell, who presented it, felt no remorse. And they even proved that they doctored it because they were doing it in the offices of some paper. I think it was the New York Times. Like, this is pure insanity.
But here's the thing.
Let me be frank. Congress right now is insane. So is the Senate. I mean, they had that bioterrorist up for the position of land management. Oh, and get this. We literally had Democrats saying, well, she didn't write the letter, she typed it.
Referring to
the eco-terrorism that happened back in the 70s where they were putting nails on trees and right. They had sent like a letter. All these people went to jail. The chick who typed the letter, Biden nominated to head the Bureau of Land Management. And they're like, well, she didn't write it with her own hand. She typed it and signed it with a pseudonym. So we should just overlook that. And it's like, Molly Fee was just confirmed by the Senate. That woman destroyed Sudan. And then Pompeo had her in Afghanistan. So if you're wondering why shit went haywire, hey. Like, I'm just saying that the decisions this administration is making makes no sense.
It's the standards are so different, so asymmetrical, so selective, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think, you know, I would love to see Congress ask you to come in. I would love to invite a lot of people. But I think maybe the people just need to be ultimately the judge and jury now, because we can't rely on any of them to do anything.
Well, I think we got something. This Maricopa thing is huge. And now there's a man with a badge, a gun, and an ambition who's got it, and he isn't taking shit from nobody.
No, this is going to be
incredible. Like a dream. I got it. He's kind of, isn't it funny when the guy who doesn't seem like, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't see him as, well, it just seems like now there's so far this principal guy, he's conducting himself well, and they can get to the bottom of this quickly. Something important also happened. Senator Kelly Townsend, so there was a lot, I know a lot of things that were learned that didn't come out in the hearing. They're not in the books, the volumes that were submitted. There's a lot. I'll tell you a great thing, and let me give you one thing, and I'll give it to you. Jovan and I have discussed this publicly. You'll dig this. Let me get a power cord. I didn't realize.
Jovan's awesome. I want to tell you. You said Latinos, right?
Yeah.
So Steve Bannon today, when he was there and he was speaking, which I didn't get to corner him for a cigarette next time. He said that the majority of the Latinos now, you know, in the whole Latino area, it's like, you know, a huge percentage is pro-Trump. They can't stand Biden. So I would be surprised if I didn't see Latinos turn up in Maricopa. I mean, we should see Native Americans too, because they were disenfranchised. Who's voting?
The suppression skews. So it's about 10% voter suppression and 5% voter stuffing. The suppression skews towards the Latino, Black, and Native American precincts. You're going to find all that out. Let me tell you something you will really dig. The paper, and this has only been discussed once by Jovan and I, this has not been picked up in the mainstream. The paper that is supposed to be used is called Vote Secure. Vote Secure is an industry-wide paper. It's used most places. It has special properties, security properties in it that people knew about, like a $100 bill has a little green and
right. So it had like its recipe and watermark that was very specific.
Had something else no one knows about. We know about it.
Graphene pink?
No.
Possibly?
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is, you know.
You don't have to tell me on air. You could tell me on text.
You know, this stuff, it's got to get out there because we can use this. People need to know this because it can really accelerate things. This is a company's trade secret, but they've come to understand that it cannot. My understanding is that they understand it has to be revealed because it can't. There were ever a time to reveal this. These guys, there are some very clever security features in the paper. Including, well, I know it's been revealed publicly already. Actually, I won't say what it is.
Don't, but I can just elaborate. So when we make papers and we want them to be secure, some of them, usually if you want them to have RFID properties, to use graphene within the ink, but there's special recipes with ink, special recipes with paper. And then depending on the way the paper is put together, it can also leave a watermark. Kind of like a watermark. If you guys like hold it up, you might be able to see a symbol or a couple numbers, or like in the dollar bills, you can see whatever. So what you're saying without saying is that you guys discovered something of that nature.
Well, there's a device the size of my thumb that you can just hold up to any piece of Vote Secure and the light goes green if it's Vote Secure and it goes red if it's not.
So it's graphene.
Grit. Well, no, it's something else. Well, I'll try it.
I already know, but I'm alluding. No, we talked about it with my audience. I think it was like October maybe or September of 2020 that there are very specific things. I don't know, but.
Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is, but there's a distinct physical property that can be tested for that is picked up by this boat, this thumb size device, and get this, Dominion machines have that built in.
Stop in the optical scanners.
No, it's not in the optical part, but it's I don't know where it is physically. It's not an optical property, but it's, however, it can be turned off. So one thing, what percentage of the paper used in Maricopa was on Vote Secure paper? They came out in June. They've said four times this year, all of our paper, 100% Vote Secure paper. We now know what percentage is fake. 100%. They did not use one Vote Secure paper in the election of November 24th.
You know, for my case, on the 18th, I'm going to court with Dominion.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'm in federal court and I'm suing them for defamation. I mean, they just assumed that everybody lied. So they're just throwing my thing under the bus, calling the Kraken in me or whatever bullshit. So Sidney Powell, though, revealed their patent documents, which I was holding close to my chest for my case. Now, in there, it also talks about that kind of stuff. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was just saying. Yeah. It talks about the paper stuff and how you could turn it off.
Well, here's the clever thing. You can turn it off in a way that nobody knows it was turned off. But that secret command is known only to... Well, let's just
whoever has the keys for the trap doors.
The Maricopa guys, the county election officials wouldn't know anything about that. Wouldn't know about it. It's not. However, Dominion employees would know that there's a secret special function that can turn it off. Now, I'm not saying who did it. I don't know who did it. But I do know that there were two Maricopa County, there were two Dominion employees kind of seconded to Maricopa. They'd be interesting to ask, do you know who have any ideas who might have turned that off? And there was a third high-level Dominion employee who was consulting and specifically advising them on the paper. His name was Eric Kumar.
Oh, you mean Eric Kumar, the guy who actually founded, right, and is on the patent documents. But then we had Poulos, get this, because I'm going to say this in court too, so I have no problem saying it right now. He was on CNN crying in his tiny violin. Oh, I created this in the basement. And then an American company bought my company, Dominion. And it's like, wait, stop. The company was created in 2014. How did you create a company in 2018 and sell it to America when it was already created by Eric Kumar? He's actually on the patent documents. Mm. He like invented the machine, telling you in the documents they connect to the internet. Right.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. If you go to that my website and look at that article, I think it lists about 45 findings that are straight out of these reports. These reports don't say anything like Biden won. It's that there's a huge amount of super dodgy stuff. But you know, there, as you know, as we've discussed, there was a lot of back pressure against Doug and the people writing the report in those last couple of weeks. What I love is Kelly Townsend, Senator Townsend, has triggered, there's some Arizona law with a name like 1587, where the senator can write a letter to the attorney general and say, I want answers to these questions. They have 30 days to investigate and get the answers. And among the questions she's asking is, did anyone threaten Doug Logan? Did anyone threaten these people to leave? Well, I happen to know that the subcontractors, at least, I don't know Doug, but I know that there was pressure put up and down the chain, everyone involved in the last couple of weeks, inappropriate pressure and threats from people. And now that's part of what the attorney general has to investigate now. There may be Republican senators who said things that are inappropriate that are going to get caught.
Well, you know what's weird? People need to understand that these people that are in power are not in power to just make them submit, right, and subjugate them, right? But they don't like you. They want to destroy you, right? I mean, think, whenever has one administration left office and all the people that work for that administration can't find a job pumping gas? They're blacklisted
everywhere. Is that what's happened with Trump?
Well, no, it's happened to a lot of people, but that usually never happens. If you're a Trumper, you're immediately like, come on, Patrick, why would Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, right, and all these other platforms ban me from monetary transactions? No. Am I a terrorist? No, but I'm a Trump supporter. And every time the New York Times puts out a hit piece, they take away another way. They want to crush not only the individuals, but the people that actually work for the campaign. Like I saw that. I spoke with people that work as staffers.
I don't think there's nearly as many of them as they hold out. I think that there's a small number of these
fans. Yes, there was a very small number today.
We're going to beat them.
Well, no, they're done. They're toast. The people are over, right?
What do you make of, you know, I hear these things about the military, where there's really steps going on in the military to, you know, to train helicopter pilots on putting down civil unrest kind of thing.
I mean, I don't understand why the military would do this. They went through this whole scenario with the anthrax vaccine, right? Yeah. In the early 2000s, we had that 90s. We had that. There were a lot of people that resigned.
What the New York fired, this nutcase governor fired 100,000 nurses.
Yeah, because they're going to bring in the UN. They're going to bring the blue helmets. We don't have enough people.
Is that why they're going to do it?
You remember how every state has like a sister partnership with countries? This is where they tap each other through UN stupid thing. I mean, right now they're saying the National Guard, but why would you bring the military in? I mean, we gave them a whole fucking ship when everyone was supposedly dying and it was empty. Remember? Yeah. President Trump gave them a whole ship and they didn't even use it. They set up tents in Central Park. No one used them. So it's like, I don't know what they're trying to pull with this, but it's not going to end good, Patrick. It's not.
Well, I hope that they call me into Congress. But listen, we got something. I used to do jujitsu. with my Brazilian friends. And I remember being in matches where you think you're getting beat, but you get something, you get some toe hold, you get some nothing, and you got them because you know you can just work it into the ankle, into the knee pick, into this, into that, and you can. And we got it. We got our toe hold. We got Maricopa. They're dirty gets in Maricopa, and we got a guy with a badge, a gun, and ambition investigating. Sometime in October, he'll be back. It is so egregious what happened. He's got to be indicting people. So the next two, we got one of the three things already. Investigate, indict, decertify.
Wait. Let's take the decertify thing. Let's just pretend.
We've got the investigation. So let's assume they're in indictments in the next 30 days. And anyone with any sense who's involved is already calling and saying, hey, let me roll early, roll often. So the rules. Let's in 30 days they're indictments. Now you have this question: if the thing is that dirty and they're indicting people for completely cooking this election, how can they? You know, yeah, Ducey is saying I'm not going to decertify. It's not up to him. The people, and so it's going to come down. You're always saying it's about power from. It's coming from the people. Where this is all going to come down to testing that assertion, Tory. At the end of the day, it's going to be the people of Arizona who make this, who get the dirty decertification once the indictment is and the investigation is done.
Okay, so let's just pretend that the investigation's done and we round up people, even Coomer. Okay, let's just have that wet dream and say, oh my gosh, Coomer's been arrested too. Okay, let's just say it. Now, what does certification look like to you? That like decertifying the elections, then what happens?
That's Arizona's legislature getting together and saying, we recall our electoral votes. And they don't have the votes to do it. Do in the Senate, they need a majority in House and Senate. There's a couple Republicans who are going to defect. We're going to, you know, there's a couple Republican rhinos who are
going to. We have a list of their names.
Boyer and Nugenti in the Senate.
Oh, I'm already on top of those. I think our Arizona peeps actually have a huge file on those. I just haven't had time to look.
Let's be clear. No harassment, nothing untowards, no harassment of any politician.
Oh, no. But we do find discrepancies in their records, discrepancies in funding, maybe having interest in certain things, right? These are things that need to be examined and brought to the forefront. But
there's someone in the House, too. There's someone in the House, too, that I forget the person's name. So of course, Ducey himself, what needs to happen?
Ducey, of course.
You'll dig this. You're a Bible kind of person. Can I walk you through what a shibboleth is? You know what a shibboleth is? In the Old Testament, there's some story where one tribe of Hebrews, have their camp, there's another. And the guards need to make sure the people who are walking in are really of their camp. And they have to pronounce the word shibboleth. Because in one, some of the Hebrews couldn't say shh. So the northern Israelites or something. And it really just means something innocuous, like a stalk of grain or something. But the word means, we use it to mean something lets you immediately distinguish friend from foe. Well, you know there's...
the enunciation, right?
Say again?
From the way you pronounce things.
Yes. Well, but you can also, I mean, the story, the origin of it is in how the people pronounce it. But it now just means more generally anything you can use to distinguish friend or foe. In our case, election integrity. For the first time in our life, we have the clearest shibboleth that can distinguish friend from foe. Any politician who's not teeth, toes, and fingernails fighting for this enemy, this position is the enemy and needs to be replaced in a year. It's so easy now, finally, to know who our friends are and who they are not, who the pretend ones are.
That kind of sounds like the test that Hitler had and how he ratted out the American spy. It was the way he cut the steak. You remember that?
Wasn't that a Tarantino movie or something?
Yeah, that would be a shibboleth.
Yeah,
it was something like that. But okay, so we're at the point that they can decertify. Let's just go to that fantasy land for a second.
Well, they decertify.
Wait, then
there's a couple other states. There's 13 other states that are starting to launch their own versions of this. Big states are doing their own versions of this. At some point, there's enough. So if two or three get there, the law would be they decertify. Then someone has a case that they take to the Supreme Court that says Biden no longer has 270. The Democrats would answer.
The only case that can be brought to court is that the president file a quo warranto and ask, by what authority does Biden hold his seat? And then he must answer. And if he doesn't have the votes, then he can't be president.
It's one way. There may be other tricky ways that it gets bounced in there. And there may be shortcuts to the plan I just said. Maybe it's not going to take three or four states. Maybe Arizona alone. Are there arguments that could create from Arizona's results alone an argument that I don't know. So there may be ways to short circuit all that.
Well, how many electoral votes more did Biden get than President Trump?
What was it, 306 to 270? It was like 73 or something.
Wait, he got 73 more electoral votes?
Right.
Stop. 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 The guy can't tie his shoe. There's no way he got 73 more electoral votes. Stop.
He had a bigger black turnout. Oh. He had a bigger black vote than Obama.
Stop. No, he didn't. They stole really it from the black people and put it to Biden. They stole it. There's no way. I'm going to tell you something.
Really dig that
our black Americans are way smarter than the granola munching white Americans that are in California right now. Okay. There's no way in hell they voted for Biden. I'm sorry. Because Cleveland, right? East Cleveland, that's the ghetto, right? They can't stand Biden. Majority of them voted for Trump, but a lot of them poll watch for the Democrats because they were being paid $600, you know, to stay there for 4 hours. I was there. I was poll watching. I spoke to someone. She's like, yeah, I'm voting for Trump, but I got paid $600 to watch for the Democrats. Why not?
Huh.
And she's like, how much is Trump paying you? I was like,
well, this is where your people are coming in. We now have something. We have the crystal of a movement going. We have a rally going tomorrow that is legitimate. It's legal. It's peaceful. What they're rallying for is absolutely correct. They're rallying that this cannot just let slide. If they let this slide in Arizona, it's the end of, there's no point anywhere anyone follows the law again in these matters, if they can let this egregious stuff slide. And look at my recent deep capture article to see a list of 45 crazy things that have been disclosed. But this is where, you know, we've gotten it that far. It's gonna end up being you and your movement that carry the ball from here. It gets snapped tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Capitol. But at some point, it becomes out of my hands.
So if Arizona decertifies, then we're like, what, 11, 12 electoral votes away?
Yeah, you would actually be pretty...
You could go for Wisconsin. Remember, we called those 23,000 people from one phone number. That was a correctional facility.
With Arizona, then you've got five left, those five states. Any two of those five decertify and give you drop Biden down under 270. Any two, Arizona plus any two of the other five.
You need another two. So we need Wisconsin and
Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia.
And Pennsylvania is a commonwealth. That's going to be a hard one to swallow.
Why?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in Pennsylvania. I mean, I'm hearing that they're doing stuff to their machines.
Oh, they're doing, the machines all over the country have been violated. All the law, it's scoff law. You know, what came out in Mesa showed, what came out in Mesa, Arizona showed that. They went around this summer, once Maricopa got going, they went around with a trusted build program, they called it. We're going to install a new application. It's all very trusted and clean. And they would actually, and under that auspice, they then would just go and wipe out everything, wipe out election 2020. And as you may know, in Mesa County, Arizona, a very gutsy Tory-like woman, Tina Peters, county recorder. Have you been following that story?
She's fantastic. I freaking love her. She's like my spirit animal.
She's
awesome.
She called in somebody we both know.
And yeah, I know.
What's funny is that person went in and took a before and after image. I think there may have been, I think.
They can't even lie about that because there's like so much data to show you that it was before and after. Like it blows your mind. Like that's where the Secretary of State broke the law.
What if I told you that I think it may turn out that one of the aforementioned individuals may have actually just kind of sat with a disguise on and a fake name.
Stop it.
And actually videotaped.
Why did you picture that? I could stop. That's like stuff I would. This is why me and that individual mesh, because I would do the same thing. I would be.
when they showed up and cooked everything and smashed, did a smash down. There may have been some guy sitting there, watched it all.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I don't know.
That's how we have to get them sometimes. That's what's up. You'd have fly on the wall, right?
Too funny.
No, that's awesome. I mean, you know, if I wasn't so round, I would be able to mesh in a lot easier. Disguises are, when you're smaller, it's a lot easier to disguise yourself. No. I'm just saying, I used to wear disguises. You wouldn't recognize me unless you heard me.
You do have a distinctive voice.
So I'm just saying, like, that was awesome. Oh my God, you did that. Oh my God.
I don't disguise well. I must say. So anyway, but that's, so they're stumped. And Eric Kumar, they're stumped. It's funny. It's all over, but the bleeding. But we've got them in Maricopa. We got that toehold on them. We're just working it into. But that's where you guys come in. It's going to be a grassroots movement, and we have them dead to rights. And we're going to start in Phoenix, and we just want peaceful people. You know, this is Jim Crow times five. This is crazy. You can't let them get away with it.
It's straight out communism from the books. But you know what? I like it on the sense that you look, if say, for example, in November, we actually solve this problem quickly, Patrick, we would still be here in the same place 5-6 years from now. Someone smarter will have made it smarter and fixed it smarter so we can't see it. So it's kind of good because people never saw the inside of their city hall.
The Supreme Court, they should treat this like, in the 50s, people had they called literacy tests in the South. If a black man showed up to vote, they'd say, can you recite the Declaration of Independence? If you couldn't, you're illiterate, you can't vote. And there were poll taxes and such. There were different mechanisms the Southern states used to thwart black vote. And the Department of Justice the Supreme Court finally said that, yeah, you have the right to run your own elections, but within certain guardrails. You can't do things that sort of, and similarly, the Supreme Court, if they want to save the Republic and they want to do something, I'll even say it makes up for Dred Scott and a bunch of other horrible decisions. If what they do when they're going to get one bite at the apple, if they rule, we have now conclusively proven through Arizona that voter ID, you got to have voter ID. You can't have mail-in ballots. You can't have ballot harvesting. And the Supreme Court should treat all of that stuff like it's literacy tests and people are being asked to recite the declaration because it's created hundreds of thousands of vote suppression in Maricopa County.
We need to get that now before these elections. I mean, California's done.
That's if you want a path to how we save the Republic, it's getting something very, very quickly to the Supreme Court on this kind of a basis and that they can rule before the next election that correctly treats all of that stuff as voter suppression.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
They have 300,000.
I told you, we're still trying to figure out the avenue to get it to SCOTUS, but we're going to get it there before the elections and be
that will give them a chance. They will have a chance to rule that broadly on the right crafted case. And maybe I'm happy. So of your 20 Supreme Court cases, state Supreme
28.
Court. Only one has been thrown out so far.
Yep.
I got to look that up.
Arizona. I could DM it to you. But the thing is, what I'm trying to tell you is that the judges, even though they wrote opinions and did all this fucking verbiage, in the end, they had no standing as judges. Like they had no jurisdiction. So that went beyond the scope of their seat. Okay. That's a big deal. I've never heard of that before. It's like me going to the Supreme Court for my divorce. Like, you can't do that. The Supreme Court would be like, I'm sorry, Tori. This is not the right court. You need to go to family court, which is common. Please. Thank you. You know, you can't take civil into criminal, right? Criminal would be like, no, you got to go to civil. When you go to the Supreme Court with a written mandamus, they're like, well, you know, in our state, the rules are it goes here. Then you go there. They don't write an opinion with all the judges talking.
Right.
No, this is good. This is good. This is what happens when people think they have too much power. Justice Clarence Thomas actually said in a speech at Duke on the 16th of September, the day before Constitution Day, he said, what the most terrifying thing is that judges have, the judicial branch has now become dangerous because judges go beyond the scope of what Article 3 says. That's what he said.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. He just came out and said that. And I've been saying that for years. My listeners know we could deal with the corrupt executive. We can deal with the corrupt legislative because we have the power to change those.
Oh, but
you can't do shit for judicial. Those are appointments.
It's bad. It's so bad that you know, we have forgotten there's this third branch, that with this craziness running amok in the first two, and everybody knows what's happened. It's getting kind of tired.
SCOTUS gate is going to be nuts. SCOTUS gate is going to be nuts. Okay, so before we go, I want you again to recap for me. Who, what, when, where? Okay, Capitol, AG office, 10 o'clock, Arizona. Bring your signs, bring your bodies. And
let's not in the office, not inside the building. We're doing it out on the
maybe just.
Well, listen, we're with the rally we're involved with is at the Capitol on the Brenovich Protect Our Civil Rights, but it's not Brenovich so far. I think there's going to be a bunch of signs supportive of him. He's done the right thing so far, so I don't want anyone being too tough on him. But we're asking them to indict and decertify. Two words: indict, decertify.
You do know in less than 5 weeks we have elections again with the same corrupt machines.
That's scary.
I'm just saying we haven't even done 2020 and we've got people on a 2021 ballot. Like, it's insane.
How many states are having elections? I know there's
some. All of them are having some sort of election. All of them are.
Well, we can unscramble this. We got 12 months.
We need special elections in 2022.
That would be the great answer to everything. I am hopeful. If the Supreme Court wants to save the country, they can do it. A special election ordered on paper only, boom, 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 clean up the whole country like that, and no more of this voter ID
fake. Yes,
yes. The Supreme Court could do it all like that. And they have the proof they need to. The Maricopa results give them all, between the canvas and the other, gives them all the proof they need. And there's going to be a lot more states generating that kind of information soon.
Well, hopefully, because we need to fix this. When I see people like stepping up, I'm going to run for 2022. And it's like, dude, we haven't even dealt with 2020. Why are you so fast into the future? Let's fix it first. Don't worry, when I get in, we'll fix it. I'm like, yeah, you're not getting my money or my vote. Thanks.
What do you think they are on their plans to go goon?
They've already gone goon. How much more goon can they go? The only goon part that they've left out is coming to our house and dragging us out to comply with anything they say. Well, you know, wait. You know, I wanted to tell you something.
Shocked that the military has even hung out this long with them. With how they?
Well, here's the funny part. So you know how the economy right now, the U.S. economy is like complete tits up, right? Like, it's completely tits up. There's no help. We're like so broke. We're like beyond broke. We're just going to be in perpetual debt, and the IMF owns our ass forever and ever into perpetuity, right? Perpetuity forever. But the unions, they're out of money. So I was telling my audience about this a couple of weeks ago. Not only that, like Social Security too. It's like all funny money. So someone actually, I don't remember what state, but someone actually took heed of that, heard it from me or something, and they started an investigation. And so they found out that their union dollars aren't what they said and that they blew them up. And apparently they've been throwing it in green energy. Dude, I think they've been stealing all the union money. And that's why everybody keeps saying that Biden's run by the unions, because they took the money and put it somewhere else. So the unions own him by saying, we gave you all our money, which is all in Amalgamated Bank, and you haven't done what we said. I'm telling you, this is exactly what's happening with our money right now. Because someone, guys, anybody out there remember what state it was? Lourdes in Illinois did this. Yeah, there was someone, it was on the news with the pensions. Yeah, with the pensions, state pensions, through the union of the state employees. They totally have no money. They like beefed up the numbers.
There's always been a lot of meshiness around union pensions, going back to Jimmy Hoffa.
I know. I get a whole show on Jimmy Hoffa, and then the next week, Trumka died. So weird.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm going to head off, Tori. I wanted to tell your people, rally tomorrow. This is the beginning of the counter momentum. We finally have our rally. We have something to rally about. We're absolutely in the right. The proof is all there. Nobody should let this slide. We want to peacefully and respectfully, until they do something wrong, peacefully and respectfully. So far, Brnovich, he's come out like a champ in the last few days. The thing was Friday. He's come out in the last few days. He seems to be going after him. So let's be thankful to Brnovich. And look, it's a freedom rally. We have every right to demand indictment. Yes. Indictment and decertify.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I know people are going to be there. I actually told people to go there on Wednesday because I thought that's when he was like looking at everything and going to make a decision. And then I was like, oh no, I made a mistake. It's Thursday. Sorry.
You know, so it's all about these guys. This has been like jujitsu where it's very hard to fight back. It's very hard. They always have this way of making it difficult to fight back. We got it. We got them. The Governor Ducey, they can say whatever they want. We're not going to decertify. The people of Arizona finally have a simple and honorable and correct demand, given the horseshit that has come out. They're absolutely, and especially when the investigation of the AG and the people get indicted, absolutely. There's no, once people are indicted, how can they not decertify?
I don't know. I mean, we've seen stranger shit.
Well, what are they going to do? Throw somebody in jail for running a mass election fraud? Would say,
well, you know, was it Vindman was called the hero when he talked shit about Trump, right?
Yeah.
But now we have Lieutenant Colonel Stu, who's in the brig because he talks shit about his leadership. So he's not a hero, but Vindman is, that loser is, but not. I mean, I'm just saying, it's crazy time.
No, we got him this time. We got.
I know. I know. I knew you would, and I told you you would.
I love you, Tori. And all your fans, I'm such a fan of the network that you folks have built, these people all over the world. I go on your Telegram, your TTT roll call, and I look at these pictures from places all over the world. I'm so proud of what you've built, Tori.
I'm so proud of them. Yeah, I'm crying most of the time. The Illinois made a video where they like sat and worked on things. And I was like teary-eyed because this is exactly what America is supposed to be like, where people get together and govern themselves. We can't bitch that they're doing all this when we haven't self-governed ourselves. I mean, it takes work. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to let someone. They didn't even know whose name was on the ballot. How many times has someone gone to vote and they're like, who the fuck is that? I didn't know there was a position for that. So I think this is a good time that the people are starting to see that to be self-governed, you have to work. And
the renaissance.
I want to tell you, thank you. All my listeners tell me this all the time. The amount of effort and time you've put into this is incredible. And today I was even telling people that I was talking with, what you've done is insane. You put your money where your mouth is. You went at it. No, you did. While everybody else didn't. And they're riding your wave. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You're very generous, Tori. I know a master when I see it. You've been on about so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon. We're gonna be tweeting out what tomorrow's rally looks like. Anyone in Arizona, or if you know someone in Arizona who's pro freedom, tell them to be down at the Capitol tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're gonna try to get a couple hundred people out there and make it known that there's a line somewhere. And when you're suppressing hundreds of thousands of votes,
it's a problem.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
You indict. Don't expect Americans to follow the law when the government can't enforce the flimsiest. They got to indict and decertify.
Yes, they do. Thank you, Patrick, for everything.
Bye bye. Thank you, Tori.
Bye. Ciao. Okay, guys. So I'm trying to balance this computer on plates. So, damn, it's like tipping. Oh, I kid you not, it's on plates. And I got chocolates when I came here. So I'm going to like kind of, I'm going to go take a bath. I'm like being pampered. Like I paid less than I would for a Marriott room. I'm just saying. And I got the nicest treatment. And I feel like a princess. I went to a meeting today with a bunch of people. There's only a handful of them that actually are working really hard for America. And I got to see Steve Bannon. He had his hair nicely combed. Didn't get to have a cigarette with him because he was on a Russian stuff. And anyway, I wasn't going to run after anyone. I was too busy saying, come on, everybody, just say your piece so I can go smoke. I'm dead serious. That's what I was thinking. no, I was listening. Okay. But I heard a lot of things and I told the world what you guys are doing and how proud they should be and how President Trump should know that, you know, you guys are fighting for your nation, even if it's him or when he's gone, that, you know, this is like a lesson for me. Guys, look, they upgraded me. I have two beds. It's like, I'm by myself. I'm going to jump from one bed to an, I don't know if I want to jump. I'm just saying. But anyway, feel like a total princess, right? Like that's what's up. Total princess. I even have chocolates. I should show you this. Macarons. I even got a thank you, like a hey, welcome card. You know, hey, it was so nice. So I'm leaving tomorrow. I have some things to do in the morning, so I had to like push back my flight a little bit. But I'm going to leave tomorrow, so I'll be home just in time to do a show because I drove to the airport. Therefore, I have my car there, and I'm only 15 minutes away from the airport. So I will have a show on time so I can tell you more. I know that I'm supposed to be filing my federal lawsuit tomorrow, so I don't know how that's going to happen when I'm doing all this at the same time. But God will provide, and it will happen. What else? What else can I tell you? Not a lot of people wear masks. I met Canadians that don't want to go back to Canada. No, duh. Like, who wants to go back to Canada? Seriously. Trudeau is like a dictator. Like, why would they want to go back? The guy used to have smart socks. They were red, China red. Anyway, so I can't tell you everything I did today. But what I can tell you is I'm probably going to test my genetics in diabetes tonight while sitting in a really cool tub. That's what I can tell you. What I can tell you is that a lot of people are very impressed with what you guys done. They're very impressed with the people working on this, right? They're just impressed with the people. They're just like, what? Really? People are doing that? How come we're not hearing it? And it's like, yeah. So let me tell you about these people. So that was what I was doing today. You know, showing what everything you have done. You know, they were like, I mentioned a name. They were like, who's that? Oh, that person? They're in the state of Indiana and they're doing this. Which, by the way, I ran into a few congressmen. One from Oklahoma. And then a few hours later, Oklahoma filed a writ. A few candidates, and there are a few that are trying to run in your state. One of them I really like for Indiana that I know is a good guy, which was weird because he's not had an office seat like that. So interesting. Anyway, I wanted you guys to know about this Arizona, what's happening, what is happening, because that's important to know. And I also want to tell you guys, I really, really tried to get out to Arizona, but there's like no way I can come back home that day. Now, you'd say, Tori, you can stay with me or whatever. Yeah, it's not the problem where I'd stay. It's my kid. So I tried to find flights since I had to move my flight later to change it to go to Arizona and then from Arizona to Cleveland, but there wasn't any. So, or else I'd be there. there was enough, you know, for me to move it around with the way with COVID and stuff, they let you change shit all the time. So that's pretty badass. So I apologize for that. But I know Arizona is going to turn up, get time off work, just go. Like, this is a time where you network with people just like you, and you're going to see just how many of you there are out there. So on that note, I don't think I can put any music. This is a burner computer, so I don't even have passwords for anything on this. But well, I can put music, but it's going to be like, no, I can't. See? I only had one shot at it. That's it. The thing that I set up. And then after that, no. So God bless. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And for those of you in Arizona, you guys are going to break it. I told you, Phoenix. You're going to resurrect America down from the ashes. That's what's up. So on that note, God bless. Have a great evening. And I'm going to go take a bath now. See you.
Let's go. The world getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate. Separate and segregate, don't celebrate quite yet. The storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight. Pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force. Forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate. Then we liberate, praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on the streets of blood till I see the golden gate. Troubadour, troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpent.
So one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digested. Suspected something's going on. Chosen, just neglected. Deflected by some breaking news. Oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective. I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, lying out of sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition. No, I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now. We need you now. We need you now. One day the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. See the truth, God, we need you now.